From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 93, wounding more than 150. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bombed through a market in a Sadr City area, killing at least 64. Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attacks. It has carried out similar attacks in the capital, particularly in predominantly Shia areas. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad, expressed his condolences to the families of the victims.
As the enemy loses more and more terrain, they resort to some of these desperate acts. The security forces in Baghdad have the situation under control, but our condolences go out to those families.
Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to the insurgents. In Washington Wednesday, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau condemned the bombings, urged Iraqi leaders to work together to prevent internal political crisis getting in the way of fighting terrorist groups.
These cowardly attacks only harden the resolve of Iraqis and the international community to utterly destroy this group and its warped ideology.
She said the recent spate of attacks by IS militants highlight the importance of Iraqi leaders from all communities to work together to quickly resolve differences so progress can be made against such groups. The top court in Democratic Republic of Congo says President Joseph Kabila can stay in office beyond his mandate if the presidential election is delayed. The Constitutional Court ruled Wednesday, according to Clause 70 of the Constitution, the current president remains in office until a newly elected president is installed. The decision comes amid rising political tensions. Opposition parties are accusing President Kabila of trying to hang on to power by delaying polls due this year. This is VOA News. There are reports that Islamic State fighters, having pulled out of the ancient city Palmyra after a government offensive to retake it in March, are advancing once again. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS fighters have cut a key road linking Palmyra with the provincial capital of Homs. The IS group last week seized a gas field in Homs province. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday expressed concern about the latest advance.
We obviously were pleased to see ISIL give up Palmyra. And the focus of our efforts has been on degrading and ultimately destroying that terrorist organization. And we certainly do not want to see ISIL expand the territory that they control. And we certainly do not want to see ISIL put at risk once again such a historically and culturally significant city.
The observatory reports an airstrike on IS-held territory in Deir ez-Zor province killed at least 7 civilians Wednesday. Meanwhile, a 2-day ceasefire expired midnight local time in the embattled city of Aleppo with reports of a rocket attack that killed 2. The Brazilian Senate has been debating whether to proceed with an impeachment trial for President Dilma Rousseff. The debate comes as the country's Supreme Court rejected her bid to halt proceedings. It appeared her hours of staying in office are numbered, as indications are a majority of senators will vote for a trial, which means she'll be suspended from office during the legal proceedings. Meanwhile, demonstrators against her impeachment clashed with police in front of the Congress building in Brasilia late Wednesday. Protesters in favor of impeachment held a counter-protest. Ms. Rousseff was impeached by the lower chamber over allegations she violated budgetary laws leading up to her 2014 re-election. She denied any wrongdoing. A report released Wednesday by the NGO Norwegian Refugee Council says the number of people throughout the world uprooted from their homes due to conflict and natural disaster stood at nearly 41 million last year, the highest figure ever. It said nearly 28 million were internally displaced last year alone. Spokesman Carl Schembri says, not surprisingly, many were in the Middle East.
Men get 25% of the global displacement figures caused by conflict. Immediately after Yemen, we have Syria, and followed by Iraq. Three countries in the Middle East, 50% of the total displacement by conflict is actually accounted for in the Middle East.
The report found an average of 66,000 uprooted daily last year, enough to equal the combined populations of New York, London, Paris, and Cairo. Nigeria's government raised fuel prices by 2/3, caused in part by a foreign exchange shortage and falling oil prices. Months of fuel shortages have resulted in long lines at petrol stations and a thriving black market. Despite being one of Africa's largest oil producers, Nigeria has to import most of its fuel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.